This is Nobius Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2460. I'm your host, Jeff Alvin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to Monday. Woohoo! I started to be called the Big Game Hunter when I did recruiting. I'd hunt down leaders and staff organizations, did it for more than 40 years, filled a lot of positions. Now I do career coaching. That's what people hire me for, no BS career advice. It could be with a job search, with hiring more effectively, management leadership, resolving workplace issues. I help you play big. And today's show is one about standing out when there's so many people out there job hunting. Hope you find this helpful and give it a great review wherever you listen to or watch the show. Because remember, Spotify, it's a video podcast. And with that, let's get going. People often ask me how they can stand out in a job search when there's so many people out there looking. I've identified four ways to do it. Now, I just want to be clear, many of them take time to cultivate, and some of them don't. But the idea is you need to stand out, otherwise you're just like everyone else. So how do you do that? Number one is, and this is a time-consuming one, you do things to develop a personal brand for yourself and your capabilities. If you're different than other people, you stand out, right? If people know, like, trust, and respect your work, not just simply in your organization, but in the world at large, you have an advantage over others. How can you do that? Write. Get interviewed for podcasts. Be more public with your capabilities and your knowledge. You can write for LinkedIn. You can develop a website with a blog. There's lots of different ways to do it. But way number one is to build a brand for yourself. Number two is if you make the mistake of applying for a job, it's tailoring your resume and your application for each position you apply for. As I've said many times, you know the old saying, the broken watch is right twice a day. But when you're submitting the same resume all the time, you're like that broken watch. You're missing out on options for yourself that you could get if only you took the time to make the fit obvious, as though a six-year-old was going to read the resume. Number three, keyword optimize all your material. That's your LinkedIn profile. That's any resume that you do. Think of it as having terms in a job description that need to be mirrored in your resume and your LinkedIn profile. And the last way, number four, and this is really the most important thing that you can do, you develop a personal network where you can be referred into organizations. You develop connections with people where, again, they know, like, trust, and respect you so that they want to recommend you. And thus, if they work within an organization, remember, they're getting an employee referral bonus for each person who they recommend who's hired. So you want to be recommended into an organization so that you cut the line and get to the front. I remember traveling through Moscow when we were returning after an international adoption, and there were 1,000 people waiting online for customs, no joke. And we've got a young baby, and we were able to walk to the front of the line because in that culture, people with infants walk to the front of the line, and that's fine with the culture. You need to be able to walk to the front of the line. That's what this is all about. How do you get to the front of the line so that people are favorably disposed to you? Hope you found this helpful. I'm Jeff Altman. My website is thebiggamehunter.us. Go there and go exploring. There'll be a lot there to help you. In addition, you can schedule time for a free discovery call or schedule time for coaching. You can find out about my courses that you can rent or buy, my books and guides. There's just a lot there to help you. Lastly, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Have a terrific day and be great.